see, where was I? Island of Hokkaido, and I can't tell you how long we were there, but they were deactivating the 77th Infantry Division, and we were transferred down to Tokyo, and most of us went into the 1st Cavalry Division. And that was really a shock for us combat veterans. Oh, did I tell you that I had made buck sergeant? I don't think that I was really more qualified than any of the other members to be a buck sergeant, but I was tall. And I think that's the reason that I became a buck sergeant. And after a while, before I came home, in the 1st Cavalry Division, I was in cannon troop of the 1st Cavalry. And we had mate tanks with 105 millimeter guns on them. So it was just portable artillery, I guess what you'd call it. Anyway, before I came home, I made tech sergeant. And I guess the only reason I made tech sergeant because I was a buck sergeant and they didn't know what else to do with me. I was in a lot of parades, and because I was tall, and because I was a non-com, I had the privilege of carrying the guidon. Everybody else in the troop got to ride, but the guidon bearer, he had the opportunity and the pleasure of walking. I'm in parades for Eisenhower and, gosh, I don't know who else. Anybody that came to Tokyo that was very important, they had some kind of a parade, and I got to stand out there and march and carry the guidon. I guess I was pretty good at it because one time they had it was like an army fallout or out on the parade ground, and all the troops, they called their companies troops. All the troops were out there, and the bands and regiments. Oh boy, it was a big thing. Anyway, the wonderful people that got to carry the guidon, they got to stand out in front all by themselves with everybody, the troops standing behind them. And I could stand there at attention for as long as they wanted me to. Sometimes, I don't know, it must have been half hour or more. But I was complimented by my commander of the troop. I think he was a lieutenant. Several times about how I acted as a guidon barrier. But maybe that was one thing I did right. That was about the only thing that I did right. We used to go down into Tokyo to the beer halls and see if we could drain the beer hall. And we met some Australian fellas down there drinking, so I invited them to come over to our place and have dinner with us. And of course, we ate well compared to what they ate. And then after some time, they invited me to go over to their place and have dinner and go to their non-commissioned officers club with them. And their food was terrible, and they drank some kind of weak cold tea that didn't appeal to me. They had good beer, though.